Now today we celebrate the wonderful feast day of the birth of Our Lady, September 8th, and it's a special day in my family. As you, some of you know, it's my mom and dad's 42nd wedding anniversary today. They chose to be married on the birthday of our Blessed Mother way back in 1958. And then when my sister got married 10 years ago, it was one of my first weddings. I was ordained in May of 1990, and they, my sister and her husband, were married on September 8th, 1990. And it's also interesting, today is the day that St. Therese, the little flower, became a nun. In the year 1890, she made her vows on September 8th and became a Carmelite nun. So if you could say a little prayer for my parents and my sister on their anniversaries, I would appreciate that. But today we honor our Blessed Mother. And just as we honor our earthly mothers by celebrating their birthdays and remembering them on Mother's Day and giving them cards and flowers and candy, so we should honor our Heavenly Mother, because we know at the foot of the cross, our Lord saw John, the beloved disciple, and his own mother. And so our Lord told to John, "Behold your mother," and said, "Woman, behold your son." And the church fathers have always taught that John represented every one of us, because every one of us is called to be a beloved disciple of the Lord. And everyone is called to take Mary into our heart and into our home as our own personal spiritual mother. I tell people of other denominations, not only do we accept Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior, but we accept Mary as our personal spiritual mother. And that's one of the greatest gifts. In fact, it was the last gift that Jesus gave us before he died on the cross, was the gift of his own mother as our own personal spiritual mother. And there's a beautiful prayer that says, "Today we celebrate that happy day on which the glorious and immaculate Mother of God appeared in the world like a shining star." That star was really the dawn of our salvation, because we know that Jesus is our Savior, but he came to us through the Blessed Mother. So the very first rays of our salvation, the dawn, began to appear when Our Lady was born. After the sin of the first woman, Eve, there was finally opened to us the long-desired gate of life, and we have been called by the Son of the Virgin Mary out of the darkness into the joy of eternal life. So we have a wonderful feast day today, the feast of the birth of our Blessed Mother. And as the entrance antiphon says, "Come, let us celebrate the birth of the Virgin Mary. Let us worship her Son, Christ the Lord." Notice that on all the feast days that honor Mary, the feast day is actually a very Christocentric feast day. In other words, it's centered on Christ. That the Church always teaches it's always to Jesus through Mary. And that all of our prayers that we do to our Blessed Mother, actually she takes to her Son Jesus. And so even this other beautiful prayer, a Byzantine prayer, says, "Your birth, O Virgin Mother of God, proclaims joy to the whole world. For from you arose the glorious Son of Justice, Christ the Lord." You see, the same theme occurs again and again in all those prayers. It's always Our Lady leading us to Christ. She is a bridge. She is a channel, a vehicle through which we come to Jesus more perfectly and more gracefully. So we know she's not an end in herself, but she always leads us to Jesus. And she brings us to a deeper relationship with our divine Savior, Jesus Christ. So we should think, what should we do today to honor our Blessed Mother on her birthday? Obviously, she doesn't need boxes of chocolates, and she doesn't need cards and things like that. But we can offer her spiritual gifts, namely, following Christ. And that's the greatest gift we could give to Our Lady, is to listen to the words she said at the wedding feast of Cana: "Do whatever he tells you." So the greatest gift we could give to Our Lady is our complete dedication and faithfulness to Jesus Christ. By following the commandments, by following the teachings of the Church, that's the greatest gift we could give Our Lady, by being faithful sons and daughters of the Church. We can also honor her by praying the Holy Rosary, by wearing her miraculous medal or the brown scapular, and by in spreading devotion to Jesus through Mary, especially according to the teachings and writings of St. Louis and Rita Montfort. So on this wonderful day, let's try to think of some ways in which we ourselves can honor our Blessed Mother. Not only is she the Mother of God, but she's the Mother of each one of us.